As far as comparing it to vertebrates, what we're talking about is that we have a part of our brain, you know, the cortex, that's visual cortex in particular, that's doing that computation of comparing the spatial information that's coming in from one eye with the spatial information in another eye, and it's fusing together to give us our sort of perception of the world. So we have a single perception of this is what's in front of us. We don't see that we have two visual inputs. It's all integrated. And that's done, you know, seamlessly. And the question was, you know, when we started is, does that hold for the cuttlefish? And seemingly it must do for them to get stereo vision because they have to do that comparison. And then the question is about the computation. And at least for the regular correlated stimuli, they can do that computation the same. But when you get to the anticorrelated stimuli, they must have something different. And the question is, do they have a more complicated process? Do they have an extra couple of layers of neurons that, you know, can rectify the polarity of the signal? And the answer is, I have no idea. But that's something we would be interested in doing in the near future. So we would like to do some recordings in the brain where these signals are compared. But, you know, we don't know that we can do this experiment. And so we have to start with, you know, animals that, you know, have died because they're too old and figure out the brain anatomy and then, you know, start to figure out where we'd put the electrodes and how we could coax them not to pull the electrodes out. It's a bit more of a complicated thing than putting glasses on. Well, a lot more. But long term, you know, it's similar to octopus wearing a headset. We're thinking about whether we can do something similar for a cuttlefish. And the cuttlefish is also more attractive because it has a cuttle bone. So it has more sort of solid structures. So, you know, our idea, and we're not sure this will work, but, you know, whether you could have a backpack that did the recording, like stored the data, and you have a little headset that recorded brain activity. But this is sort of small engineering, you know, nanoscale fab, all sorts of things like this. And it's underwater and it's a cuttlefish, you know. But we want to try that a little bit. And it's, you know, their initial trials are not that expensive. It's feasibility testing of what the cuttlefish will be happy with